Now on the phone line with us to take a look at what's been happening in the futures markets is Jackie Vakes for this, 26th day of February 2014. She's with Stuart Peterson. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, let's start with the cattle markets because those things just continue to climb and they make new highs and they climb some more and they're not done. What's happening there?
No, they're sure not done. In fact, we saw a limit up today on the February. They put in, again, new all-time highs and put in new contract highs in other months. The interesting part will be to see most of that has been based on the idea that cash is going to be a lot better by the time it actually shows up, probably tomorrow or Friday. In talking to some of my producers, they're telling me that the show lists are just gigantic because of the $4 spread between the February contract and the April contract. So everybody's trying to move cattle. So cash may actually end up disappointing, and we might see some profit taking. We also have the end of the month coming on Friday, as well as last trading day for February cattle on Friday. So it's going to be an interesting end to the week.
And how do you think it will be pulled through the process? What will happen?
Well, I think we'll probably back up. It's one of those situations. You know, what we have going on here is we have some very exuberant buying going on the part of the funds and some of your commercials, and we also have what we call margin liquidation. In other words, guys have been pushed as far as they can, and they're just throwing in the towel. And so I think we'll be through a lot of that by the time that we get to Friday. And so it just wouldn't surprise me at all to see us pull back. Now, does that mean we'll pull back $3? Well, probably not, but I do expect it's not going to be as high as it is now.
So you're thinking, what, 144?
Oh, I'd be surprised if we could pull that far back. I would think that 147 more realistic.
Okay. Well, I was just looking at the numbers, thinking I don't know where this thing will go, and maybe you have a better chance. Can you tell me more about the show list and what that really is and what it means?
Well, what a show list is nothing more than cattle that sellers are putting on a list saying I'm willing to move. This is a really interesting thing that we have going on here. We haven't seen the retail prices hit the market just yet, either for cash or for cattle or hogs, and that's going to be coming. There's no two ways about it. But, guys are just looking at that $4 difference, and even if they have to take a bit of a hit, and if you looked at the spread between the choice and select has been very, very tight, primarily because 60% of our meat consumption right now goes actually for ground beef. And so, they can afford to pay for an animal that's only a select because it's just going to go into ground meat anyway. And so, it's just a matter of farmers trying to take advantage of that $4 spread. Even if they get, a dollar less, that's still a great deal more than the $4 less that April is presenting at the moment.
Let's go from one marketplace that's hot to another, this one of grain, and it's north of the border, meaning it's trapped there, I think. Oats have just rallied like a son of a gun.
Oh, my gosh, they've been just crazy. What a wild ride today. We were we had a 47.75 cent range today. We went from 45, and we actually went from around 5 up to 533, then back to 45.25, and then closed at 506.75. So it was a wild one. Yeah. The whole thing that's coming down is, we've got logistics issues. We've got major Canadian rail issues. And from what I do understand, the rail has now said that they're going to try and free up cars. For now, up until now, they've been saying, well, maybe in 30 days. But we actually only have an approximately 19 days of oats left at the processors here in the U.S. So if we don't get oats in here soon, well, maybe your cereal won't be quite as available as it had been before.
General Mills in Minneapolis must be shaking at this point. Either that or they have it all ready to go.
Hard to say. The demand is big, I can tell you that much. So that market is on fire. But it was interesting to see it. It was up 30 cents, and then suddenly it was down 17 cents. Mm-hmm. And it was just that quick. That's why, for anybody who's been watching the bean market and sitting back and saying we're going higher, the momentum is to the high side. There's no question about that. But we can never underestimate. It's always easier to go down than it is to go up.
You stock up on Cheerios. You mentioned soybeans going higher. In fact, they did so today.
They certainly did. We hit 14.08, closed at 14.07.25, had a close above $14 in March. A lot of that is there's a bunch of things that are supporting it. We've got a lot of fund buying going on. They had that accident down in South America where mm-hmm. part of their loadout facility fell down onto a ship. So that looks to slow the export pace out of there for the next couple weeks. And then on the new crop, beans, what we're hearing is the Ag Department in Paraná just cut their production by 2 million metric tons. Oil World came out today, cut the whole Brazilian crop again. You know, all of those things are extremely, extremely supportive. And so, you know, it's a circumstance where we have export sales that keep coming in, that 568,000 metric tons yesterday. We just don't have the beans. So we either got to really raise the price to reduce the exports, or we're going to end up actually having to import beans, and that really makes things very complicated. So that bean market is a wild place at the moment. We'll see once what happens as we go down the road.
What do you think the druthers of the end users will be here? So will they, and maybe it's not the druthers of the end users. What is the druther of the marketplace? Because when half of the world's soybean crop is grown in the southern hemisphere, in our side of the world, the western half, and the other half is grown in the northern hemisphere, in the western hemisphere, I suppose we can move beans from one side to the other pretty easily. We have before and often do. Will they push the price of beans sharply higher, or will they simply decide it's time to import beans into the United States on a regular basis?
Well, I think that we may be faced with that, Todd. It's a hard one. You know, there's a lot of extra costs involved in importing beans into the U.S., and so, and we certainly don't want to lose our status as a reliable exporter. So I think that, you know, the market will do what the market has to do, and that means it'll probably push the price to a level where we will see exports begin to fall. Now, there's some interesting information out there floating around that that basically China is trying to get the southern hemisphere beans pushed further out in terms of delivery because they are just clogged in their ports. And so if that suddenly comes to us and they start saying to us, well, we're not going to buy as much, or we need to push these forward, you can bet the price is going to go down at that point in time.
Well, that'll drop things pretty quickly, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Go ahead. No. I was just thinking about what that would mean, but it would mean a pretty serious hit, I would think.
I would think so. It's done it to us in the past, you know, and so anybody who's sitting on old beans who just thinks they can't keep going up, I think has to be very, very cautious.
Okay, turn your attention to corn. Maybe talk about ethanol, the EIA, export markets.
Interesting information, isn't it? When even out at the Ag Forum last week, I heard people making statements like gasoline consumption is down in the United States. The EIA came out with their report and actually said, you know, we were down through June, but we actually ended up with consumption at 100,000 barrels per day more in 2013, an increase of 1.1%, and the largest increase that we have seen since 2004. I mean, that's really a positive place for ethanol and for us from a corn standpoint. You know, and out at the forum, they talked a lot about exports, you know, and how exports could drive us maybe to the 5.5 million bushel consumption level and those types of things. And they're backing it up. You know, we look at Canada's been taking a lot of ethanol, Philippines, India, China, Brazil, and I think that that list will get even longer as we move forward. So, you know, it's interesting how the perception is that we're down on consumption because of higher mileage cars, you know, that we get better mileage and everything else, and the reality is we actually really gobbled it up is what we did.
Yeah, the export market continues to gobble up some corn.
It does. We had another 110,000 metric tons sold to unknown today, which I think is really important from the standpoint. You know, when you consider where we are on price at 455 and a half, that's pretty impressive, and especially when you know, we believe unknown in the most cases is China. So those are good things. Now, at the same time, when you looked at the Ag Forum, you know, they lowered the export number for us, which I was confused by, but called them up and asked them why they did it, and they just said they, you know, last year we had hardly any competition from Argentina. This year they anticipate we will have a lot of corn competition coming out of Argentina, and so I guess I can understand. I'm still in the camp we're going to go higher on export usage.
And one final note, it's going to get cold again.
I tell you, you know, there's so much talk that developed today about delayed spring planting. Guys calling up and saying, hey, you know, the Farmers Almanac is calling for winter to just keep on going. And one of the cute things I saw was there was a snowman. He was just filled with knives and a sign that says, die, winter, die. So I think that is pretty much our attitude. So we have to keep hoping for warmer weather.
Hey, I'll see you tonight in Clinton, Illinois.
You bet. betcha. Thanks, Todd.
All
take care.
All right. That's Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson and will be in Clinton, Illinois at the Richland Community College building there for our Will Ag Marketing Panel, along with Matt Bennett and Pete Manhart, too, and Gary Schnitke. That all starts at 7 o'clock. Hope that you can join us this evening in Clinton at 7 o'clock at the Richland Community College building. That's out on the south and the west side of town. You can see it, I think, from Route 51 as you head towards Decatur, pretty close to the Sunset Hotel Inn and Suites.